This is Sound and Season. It's Tuesday, the 18th day of Lent. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and to throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre, and he went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to the heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The words of Jesus to the Gentile woman can seem harsh, but her persistence proved she believed in Jesus, that he has the power and authority to heal her daughter, and for her faith in him, Jesus heals her child. The Gentile woman could not come to Jesus and demand him to heal, because as an outsider, she did not presume any rights or privileges. All she could do was humble herself before the Lord and plead. It is because of her humility and faith that Jesus extends compassion to her daughter. Another healing story follows, one of the deaf man in Decapolis. Both stories bear witness to the power and plan of Christ to bring healing and restoration. And in both instances, the beneficiary is not the one pleading with Jesus, but another who simply receives the kindness of Christ's grace and healing. Indeed, Christ has done all things well.
Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Exalted King, in you every knee shall bow and tongue confess your lordship, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. We stand amazed before you and ask that you would be glorified. Be lifted high, O Lord, in our cities. Be lifted high in our hearts. May we be open to the saving work of your kingdom. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.